All right, welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast on Wednesday, the 25th of May, 2022. Hope you guys are doing fine, wherever you may be out there in the world, and very, very strange times as we move forward here together. And plugging in here tonight just to cover all the latest. Always lots going up, you know, and I may not get to everything, but just whatever is, you know, being presented and on the chats and being emailed through and all of this. Can't cover it all. Every day there's just so much info coming out, isn't it? As always, thanks to the members for your ongoing support. It's great to have you on deck in 2022. And can't keep the website up and running without you guys and some support. So I hope you're enjoying the Crazfiles website. And it's great to see people active on there. There's a great members area as well if you want to get in there and get in the chat room. And have a look at the content in there for members. If you miss any of these Night Watch podcast shows, just go to the blue members in the menu bar there on the top of the website, and if you drop that down, you'll see the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and all the podcasts will be there in there anyway, in there. And if you click on podcasts, you can get podcasts going back to 2015, pretty much. Also, if you want to submit any short pieces or long pieces or medium pieces for the Kraz Opinion, that's always open for you guys as well. If you want to write any articles, basically attach the links and anything you want, and I'll post them up there. I've been doing some more, been a bit busy, but I'll be doing some more in there. It's really just an opinion sort of thing, so even if they're small, opinion pieces still good. If you want to email those to me or let me know, that's fine. Well, the craziness continues. It does. Absolutely insane. I was just looking at an article here from Unbelievable from Natural News. Look at the headline here. WHO, monkeypox outbreak traced to homosexual men who attend rave events in Europe. The World Health Organization confirmed on Monday, May 23rd, that the monkeypox outbreak traced its roots to homosexual men who attended rave events in Europe. At least 200 individuals had been affected by the disease. The WHO's smallpox research area said, "We've seen a few cases in Europe over the last 5 years, just in travellers, but this is the first time we're seeing cases across many countries at the same time in people who have not travelled to the endemic regions in Africa." And it goes on. Monkeypox spread at rave events in Europe. This is through the WHO advisory groups on infectious diseases. So they're talking about monkeypox raves, or I don't know, what was it in the Daily Mail? Homosexual slash rave orgies in hot tubs in Europe. And this is going on in Spain and Belgium, so apparently lots of gay men are getting together and in the hot tubs, and they're having raves in there as well, and they're bumming each other, and they're giving each other monkeypox. Monkeypox. And it's also spreading through the LGBT festivals in Europe as well. So amazing times, isn't it, when they've actually brought back the whole HIV AIDS, Grim Reaper. Remember the Grim Reaper ads, you know, like don't have sex or use condoms and all that in the 80s, the whole psyop of HIV causing AIDS, when it was actually the the antiviral and pharmaceutical drugs that were making people sick as a toxic reaction to them. There wasn't any AIDS, but it's amazing they've brought this all back again. The sexual pandemic has come back. So that, you know, I didn't think this, but it's weird. They've made monkeypox, which is, they tell us, is from Africa. Now they've turned it into an AIDS sort of sex, multiple sex partners and orgies in hot tubs thing. They're saying that this is a departure or a significant departure from the typical spread pattern of the disease in Central and Western Africa, where people are mainly affected by animals such as rodents and primates. I don't know if anyone's having any orgies in hot tubs with primates. Belgian officials said they would implement a 21-day quarantine for individuals who contracted monkeypox. And Germany also looking at this. So here come the quarantinings, folks, and the lockdowns again, possibly. Here we go. Now they're saying that it's similar to the Wuhan coronavirus. It can't be slowed down, as it does not spread in the air, and there are already vaccines that protect against it. Monkeypox symptoms, body aches and rashes. And so, the secret origin of monkeypox discovered. So this actual video was from InfoWars, and this is up on Natural News, so you just shake your head in disbelief that they would even print ridiculous, stupid fucking nonsense like this. I mean, you shake your head in disbelief. The thing that shits me is I use Brighteon and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it, you know, of this fucking nonsense and these big alternative media websites bullshitting like this and spreading this shit. Because they do some good work and I let it slide, but it's just really annoying me and it makes me a hypocrite because I use their platforms. Brighteon has been okay and they don't censor and I can post up things and there's no worries and it's nice to use, you know. But really I probably just need BitChute is fine. Concentrate on the BitChute channel and that's doing better than the other ones there. But this is just nonsense. I don't know what is wrong with Mike Adams' brain and how he's letting his staffers print this shit on that platform. I mean, what fucking nonsense. It's really a disgrace, isn't it? Really shit reporting. And really, in a way, I mean, that's just worse than the mainstream media. Worse than the mainstream media. So what a joke. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing fine out there in crazy times. And it's just insane. It's just insane what's going on. If people comply with this and they start wearing masks again because of monkeypox, you know, if they start this and they start locking down or saying people have to wear masks or something, because it's not in the air, but I reckon they're still going to do it anyway. I'm seeing more people putting on the masks, I guess, just to be careful. I mean, you would have to be a real Bozo the Clown, wouldn't you? I mean, really, this is the whole monkeypox thing is now just absolute total mockery. That's all it is. They're just mocking. Anyway, the main news this week that a lot of people are talking about is, of course, the insignificant and ridiculous Davos meeting with the so-called elites. That's what they call themselves, where they all go over to Switzerland in their private jets and have conversations about, they come to their own conclusions and they have conversations that we should be not having baths and eating bugs and taking our jabs and all of this and all of this stuff while they live in the lap of absolute luxury. But everyone's talking about it anyway, so I thought it would be okay to just cover the basics here and what's in front of me, because I did see one video of Davos and they're already talking about tracking and tracing every single person on planet Earth through new AI, you know, green footprint or carbon footprint technology. So every time you move or breathe, they want to track and trace every single thing that you do. This is what they're already talking about. Here from the Tribune is, imagine the compliance. Pfizer CEO pitches Davos elites on Wi-Fi microchip pills. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, who said get his jabs and then he said they didn't work, have forgotten he was on camera this week as he dazzled the audience at the World Economic Forum in Davos with fantasies of ingestible computer chips that signal authorities when a drug has been digested. It is basically a biological chip that is in the tablet, and once we take the tablet and dissolves into the stomach, sends a signal that you took the table. So imagine the applications of that, the compliance. The insurance companies know that the medicines patients should take, they take them. So that's Albert Bourla talking about the new tech to the Davos crowd of idiots and transhuman freak show maniacs, talking about ingestible pills, which is pretty old news, and pills with tiny chips that send a wireless signal to authorities when the pharmaceutical drug has been digested. Aren't we already seeing this with the inoculations and the mRNA shots that people have been given? I guess this just plays onto that. Reactions to Bourla's dystopian pitch were about what one would expect, though Pfizer's defenders chimed in, claiming it could be used in specific conditions such as schizophrenia and cancers to assure compliance. Wright said Fred is too sexy for Pfizer's dystopia. And we're all conspiracy tinfoil hat nutters. compliance, he says. Consumers are clearly not his customers. Government bodies are, and Pfizer is fully aligned with compliance because it means more and more sales volume to their government customers. World Economic Forum and shill. Yuval Noah Harari, the little Jewish golem that stepped out lately from behind Klaus Schwab's back like a little dark shadow, if you remember. He was like, I'm pretty sure if you look at Klaus Schwab now, if you could be around him, check if his shadow's disappeared. He's probably got no shadow anymore. His shadow was this guy. You know what I mean? Yuval Noah Harari. He appeared out from behind Klaus Schwab's back. He said COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We need to not just monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening underneath their skin. This is what this little psycho says. This little sniveling, ass-sniffing rat needs to be one of the first ones to hang. Wouldn't you love to see these people hang? Well, they're not people, are they? And that came from Zero Hedge anyway. But, yeah, just weird, aren't they? Just, boy, I mean, this is their wet dream. This is their wet dream, isn't it? They're all wetting their panties over this kind of stuff, and it's just absolutely ridiculous, you know? They're so childish. They're like a bunch of kids in the summertime after school playing in the backyard pretending that they're in some science fiction or Western movie or something, you know. I mean, you know, with their pretend walkie-talkies and things. You know what I mean? They're like a bunch of bad actors on the set of a bad science fiction movie or Star Trek. You know, when you watch those old Star Trek episodes from TV, the original ones, they're like from that, you know? You can't believe it. You can't believe that this meeting is taking place right now with these people. What a bunch of dickheads in this place where they're talking about this stuff. While they ruin people's lives and destroy economies and starve populations out and inject billions of people with toxic mRNA jabs. It's either going to destroy their lives or make them suffer and die slowly or outright kill them. Poisoning human populations all over the world like rats, rubbing people's faces in shit, talking about how we should be eating bugs, talking about tracking and tracing us wherever we go, trying to get control of our total bodies, minds and spirits and health signed over to them, wanting to control every single aspect of our lives, flying in on their personal private jets with their chefs and everything, you know, the amount of money they waste and the amount of fuel and power and things that they consume. And it's just a whole meeting of dim-witted wankers in one place, just scoffing on with their dystopian transhuman bullshit. And, you know, you wonder when the billions of people around the world are just going to get sick of it, or the Swiss themselves, and just go in there and just say enough's enough and tear the building down, you know. When billions of people say that's it, we've had enough, and we just go after these people and start tearing down buildings and burning shit, then it's all over. But look what just happened in Australia. Look what happened in Melbourne after what's happened to those people. You know, the terror campaign by that government and Daniel Andrews, this dictator who's answering to these very people over there who are meeting now. Did little Anthony Albanese go over to the Davos meeting? I know he's at one. He must have a little stiffy over it, you know. They're all wanking each other's dicks over there and coming to their own conclusions and pumping their chests out and acting like concrete glass brick cavemen in the modern world of supreme, you know, we are the rulers of the universe. They're just a bunch of total wankers, aren't they? And it just makes me laugh. I sit here and just laugh and cackle. It gives me a stomach laugh, but I just can't believe that the world's not doing anything about it and no one seems to care anyway. And it's amazing that they'll come up with all these new terrifying plans and implement it in our lives, you know. It's just how long is this going to go on before people just stop this madness? So there's a few from these websites and a couple from Activist Post and others about this meeting that's going on, just to slide through them. And again, everywhere you look, and even the media talking about it and all the discussions about the WEF recalibrating human rights. And there's all, it's not just the wankers in there, but there's all the wankers in the media and all the other wankers all around the world and all the, there's just wankers everywhere you look, and they've all got their legs crossed and they've got their hands on their chins and glasses on with pencils in their hands, and they're acting like they're important and they've got something to say, and this is very interesting, and they're having wanker discussions about other wankers in this big meeting that nobody cares about. There's just a massive, massive, massive bunch of wankers. It's the wankers. From the counter signal, the WEF wants to recalibrate human rights. Speaking to a panel at the World Economic Forum, or the World WF, the W, the W. WF, that is the World Wanking Forum or Wankers Forum, but we call it the World Economic Forum, the WEF, but it should be the WWF, shouldn't it? The World Wankers Forum. And of course, Australia's at the forefront here, folks, and even more now than ever. We are the experiment, and this country of Australia is such a perfect paradise for these maniacs to plan everything out and test everything, because we're an island and we're a modern European sort of base country, and we're an island. We have modern lives and technology, and everything's perfect. It's a perfect climate here to test everything on before they roll it out, you know. So of course Australian authorities are in there with their noses up the rectums of these wankers who are running things there. So Australian E-Safety Commissioner, I mean, another wanker. I mean, what kind of job is that? What? How does that contribute to society? What does that mean, E-Safety? Oh, my God. An E-Safety Commissioner. How much is this guy on a year? And WEF member Julian Inman Grant told panelists, they've even got panelists, so they've got panelists of wankers discussing everything as well. It's a wanking paradise over there, that they might need to recalibrate people's human rights online. Thank you. They don't like that we're doing this and talking and putting up information and having our own discussions and breaking everything down and exposing them. So they're going to recalibrate it. We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increased polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think of a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, Grant said, smiling. You know, from freedom of speech to the freedom of to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity. She further told panelists that the era of technological exceptionalism has got to end, and that technology companies should assess their risks and create digital seatbelts. When we get in our cars today, we take for granted that the seatbelts are embedded, that there are anti-lock brakes. That was something that was forced on the car manufacturers that they didn't want to do, and now it's guided by international standards. What we're saying is that this era of technological exceptionalism has got to end. We've got food safety standards. We've got consumer protection laws, Grant said. We need tech companies assessing their risks and then building the protections in as a forethought rather than an afterthought. If you will, embedding those digital seatbelts and erecting those digital guardrails. If there is no accountability and no transparency, we're kind of ignoring that human malfeasance will always exist. And so how are we going to remediate harm? I think those are questions that we have to think about now, and we can discuss with all the other wankers, of course. Basically what he's doing, he's trying to tell people in a good way, he's trying to sugarcoat censoring us all online so we don't have a voice anymore. From Aaron Kirati. The WHO treaty is tied to a global digital passport and digital ID system. The WHO recently announced that plans for an international pandemic treaty tied to a digital passport and digital ID system. Just a bunch of nerds wanking each other. Meeting in December 2021 in a special session for only the second time since the WHO's founding in 1948. Oh, important. The Health Assembly of the WHO adopted a single decision titled The World Together. It's always a bit about being together, isn't it? that we're all going to do this as one. See, because that creates a herd mentality, a hive mind. And if you're not doing everything that all the other zombies are doing, then they're going to cast you out. They don't want to be friends with you anymore. That's why they always do this. And they did it with the COVID inoculations as well. They're doing it on the TV every night in Sydney. And turn on the TV, the ads go all night, you know, to get your booster now, to do it for yourself, do it for your mates, do it for your community, do it for your family, you know, do it for yourself. Do it so everybody around you can be proud that you got that booster. You know, give yourself a boost, the ad says. You know, and there's people in a nightclub having a cocktail. I feel boosted. You know, there's people at work. Get your booster. I've got a boost in my performance. There's people jogging with their Nikes on and their Apple EarPods on. I just got a massive boost. Get your booster today, they say. You know, be one of the team. Be on our side. This is what it's all about. So we can see that all these draconian measures and ridiculous plans, they're always about being together. So this one is the world together. Let's all come together and be all together. We can be led together, happy as Larry, into the slaughter yards. The WHO plans to finalize the treaty by 2024. It will aim to shift governing authority now reserved to sovereign states to the WHO during a pandemic. Isn't that great? By legally binding member states to the WHO's revised international health regulations. In January of 2022, the United States submitted proposed amendments to the 2005 international health regulations, which bind all 194 UN member states, which the WHO Director General accepted and forwarded to other member states. In contrast to amendments to our own constitution, these amendments will not require a two-thirds vote of our Senate, but a simple majority of the member states. So most of the public is wholly unaware, completely unaware of these changes, which will impact the national sovereignty of member states, all of us. So all these people that went down and voted for Labour and Daniel Andrews and the Greens and the fake independent teals that are like the Greens on steroids, this is what you're going to get, and that's what you signed over with your vote. That's what you voted for, people. I hope you're proud of that, because you just voted to sign your sovereignty, your health sovereignty, the sovereignty of your children, your rights, your health rights to say no to being injected with some foreign materials or taking something that you don't want to take, to having your own freedom of choice. You just signed that away last weekend in your votes. You just signed it away and you have no idea because you're stupid and you don't do your research and you have fucking no idea. So enjoy it. Enjoy it because it's coming. I'm sure most people will enjoy it. You know, unbelievable. So these proposed amendments include, among others, the following. Among the changes, the WHO will no longer need to consult with the state or attempt to obtain verification from the state where a reported event of concern, like a new outbreak, for example. And how many are there? How many outbreaks do they have? And not just variants. They can conjure up outbreaks now. We've just seen that with the fake monkeypox bullshit. The Planet of the Apes. You know, it's all Charlton Heston's fault when he kissed that monkey in the Planet of the Apes movie. Well, the ape, you know what I mean? When he kissed the... I think I got a meme on that. It's your fault, Charlton Heston. You did this. What are you thinking? You went to the Planet of the Apes and you kissed that ape lady, and now there's a... We've all got the pox / gay orgies in hot tubs. I'm just saying, if you look at how ridiculous COVID is, and you look at how ridiculous the variants are and were, and you look at how ridiculous this monkeypox Charlton Heston gay guys banging each other in hot tubs is from monkeys in Africa, you know, you look at how ridiculous it is, well, they're not going to stop. I mean, this is the theater of the insane. And so whenever they want to call, or Bill Gates wants to call another outbreak, it could be absolutely anything now. It doesn't matter what stupid thing you can conjure up, and have fun with it, and they will do it, you know? They will do it. You know, there's going to be viruses for anything. You know? And so is allegedly occurring before taking action on the basis of such reports, in addition to the authority to make the determination of a public health emergency of international concern under Article 12, the WHO will be granted additional powers to determine a public health emergency of regional concern, as well as a category referred to as an intermediate health alert. The relevant state no longer needs to agree with the WHO Director General's determination that an event constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. A new emergency committee will be constituted at the WHO, with the general, the director general will consult in lieu of the state within whose territory the public health emergency of international concern has occurred to declare the emergency over. The amendments will also give regional directors within WHO rather than elected representatives of the relevant states, so the legal authority to declare a public health emergency of regional concern. Also, when an event does not meet criteria for a public health emergency of international concern, but the WHO Director General determines that it requires heightened awareness and a potential international public health response, he may determine, if he wants, at any time, to issue an intermediate public health alert to states. This is where they're going to have like alert systems come in, I think, on people's phones. That's where they're going, you know. So your phone will alert you with a color, and that means that they've passed this through internationally from faceless God knows who people to where you are in your town, in your street. And this is from the WHO's consulting emergency committees. Who are they? Who the fuck knows? That's why I just say a bunch of wankers. The criteria for this category is a simple fiat. The Director General has determined it requires heightened international awareness and a potential international public health response. Through these amendments, the WHO, with the support of the US, appears to be responding to roadblocks that China erected in the early days of COVID. This is a legitimate concern, but the net effect of the proposed amendments is a shift of power away from sovereign states, ours included to unelected bureaucrats at the WHO, who now have control over, as I said, your health and your life. The thrust of every one of the changes is towards increased powers and centralized powers delegated to the WHO and away from member states. Lawyers in the Canadian Parliament as well, or a member of the Canadian Parliament and a lawyer with international experience has warned that the treaty would allow the WHO unilaterally to determine what constitutes a pandemic and declare when a pandemic is occurring. We would end up with a one-size-fits-all approach for the entire planet. Under the proposed plan, pandemics need to be limited to infectious disease and could include, for example, a declared obesity crisis. Obesity crisis, that's what I was saying. A people are eating too many onions crisis. You know, people are watching too much TV crisis. Too many people are watching football at the same time crisis. Whatever you want to make up in your minds, folks, give me it. What can you make up? What can you make up? There's too many people masturbating crisis. No? Whatever it is. They can call it, doesn't just have to be a fake virus. Too many people in this town wear red t-shirts on Wednesdays. That's a crisis. This city has too many dogs or pets. There's too many pets in apartment blocks and around houses, and too many people are walking pets and dogs in the parks every day. We're declaring a pandemic crisis. there's a pandemic of poodles. You know, and we just can't have that. We have to cull them. Oh, the people will do it as well. They'll follow it. They'll follow it. They'll do it. If the WHO told people that if you get this monkeypox virus, you actually grow facial hair and you turn into a monkey and you go, they would believe it. They would. They would believe it. They'd probably believe it so much, Australians would as well, they'd end up at the local medical centre and they'd be actually acting like a monkey, you know, because they believe they have it, you know. You'd have to shave them. And they'd be eating bananas and all of this. Sorry, folks. God. It's insane. But, you know, all about technology. Here we are. As part of the plan, the WHO has contracted German-based Deutsche Telekom subsidiary T-Systems to develop a global vaccine passport system with plans to link every person on the planet to a QR code digital ID. Vaccination certificates that are tamper-proof and digitally verifiable build trust, who is therefore supporting member states in building national and regional trust networks and verification technology, explained Garrett Mell, head of the WHO's Department of Digital Health and Innovation, or the Wanking Department. WHO's gateway service also serves as a bridge between regional systems. It can also be used as part of future vaccination campaigns and home-based records. This system will be universal, mandatory, transnational, and operated by unelected bureaucrats in a captured NGO who already bungled the COVID pandemic responses on purpose so they could do all this. Don't forget that. That was on purpose to do all of this. The best thing, the best advice, and the most positive advice I could give to all of this is non-compliance. If you comply to this, if you don't say anything to this, if you don't stand up to this, if you don't talk about this, if you don't tell people about this, if you don't complain about this, if you don't make a fuss about this, if you don't stamp your feet about this, if you don't tear down walls about this, if you don't tell your friends and communities around you about this, if you don't get the information out there about this and you just do it, then you are just simply food for this New World Order beast system and you will be gobbled up. So the best thing here with all of this, because it's so over the top, is non-compliance. But unfortunately, if enough people start complying here and this technology starts to drip feed through into society in our day-to-day lives and they ensnare people in this digital AI beast spider's web, then we're all fucked. But if we all together en masse all around the planet do not comply, then how are they going to bring it in? If we all don't comply, it's just so simple, you know? So they have some new ID system and you got to use that ID system to go into this place and thousands of people refuse and they just go in. You know, this is the thing that we need to do. Then they'll go away. They won't be able to implement it. So they're relying on people, doing this and partaking or participating in this madness. And once that happens, we're all gone. You know, it's absolutely insane. And, you know, as I said the other nights on the podcast, the problem is these stupid idiots everywhere, all around me where I live here, they want to save the planet, but they live in mansions and they consume more electricity than anybody else have, like God knows how many cars and holiday houses and boats on the front lawn, and they want to save the planet. They're willing to absolutely do anything and give up anything in order to feel better about themselves, that they're giving up all this to this new system to lessen their carbon footprint on planet Earth, and that they're helping and they're doing something. Climate change, save the climate. We've been here for billions of years, folks. You know, when you're gone, the planet will go on for another billion of years. It's eternal. So, you know what I mean? It's absolutely ridiculous. But these families now, they live a really good life. They live a really good life, and they make a lot of money, and I guess they want to feel like they're doing something. You know what I mean? Because they're so fucking lazy and stupid and ignorant, and they don't do a fucking thing to help any of us or do anything that actually counts. You know, all they do is sit on their stupid fucking lazy asses and go to the malls and walk around and do nothing. They don't contribute anything that matters. And so I guess in their brains, to make themselves feel better, they feel like they want to get involved in the fake climate con. And, you know, even if it means voting for tyranny, they still do it because they feel better about themselves, like they're actually contributing and they're making a difference, when all they're doing is just building a, you know, a prison for all of our minds and fucking us over badly and ruining our kids' lives and futures. But hopefully in this country, as we've been saying, things are going to get so bad and so ludicrous and so out of control. Because don't forget, the Green Party and these new teal independents, they are for not just the climate agenda on steroids, so worse than the Greens, but they're also for the radical sexualization of our children. These teal independents that people voted in, they're after your kids, folks. You got to lock up your kids now and homeschool. There's no choice under a Labour and Green and independent teal government in this country, especially Labour and the Greens. They are going to go after our children. And so you mark my words, you just wait for it. There is going to be the most preposterous and ludicrous and outlandish and insane policies that they're going to start pushing through and that affect all our lives and our children. And it's going to be so sick and perverted and demented, you know, because it's all about the genders and confusing our children sexually, because this ties in, as we said, to the transhuman agenda and the vaccination agenda. It's all part, you know, it's all part of the same parcel. But things are going to get so crazy in this country. I do believe that. I think over the next 3 years, I give it the next 3 years, under this stupid fucking idiot, Albanese, I just can't even believe that I am living in 2022 and I'm looking at this guy as a prime minister, even though the whole thing's just ridiculous. It just makes me, I'm crying and laughing at the same time. It's just so bad. Like, I never thought that the elections on Saturday could end up being so bad. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't normally ever follow it, and I don't really so much care, but I just can't believe what happened. It's just so bad. It's so bad what happened. It's just terrible. And did you see they had this Anthony Albanese on the plane overseas to Asia? Where did he go? Japan or something? To another meeting of wankers. They had him on there immediately. He was on the Prime Minister's jet waving. That was so fast. And of course, all the tyrants around the world and dictators are all congratulating him. They love him. Can't get enough. It's incredible times. Incredible times indeed, folks. But as I said, I'll just go back to that statement: non-compliance. Non-compliance. We're talking about that today on Telegram. You know, this is what should have happened in Melbourne. There's no need to get a million people to go to the city where the police are. Everybody should just practice non-compliance and protesting in every single neighbourhood and street, in every single city, you know, because that would quickly outstrip police resources, and there's just no way they could respond to everything. But when everyone goes to the one place, yes, it's a problem because all the police are there and they corner you all off, you know. But if, you know, this is what happened in Chile in 2019, just the city of Santiago, with like God knows how many millions of people, they just all left their houses and started walking in the streets wherever they were. And so you had the protest go from the city center, all the way out for hours, stretching out through the suburbs, all the way to the back of the city, you know? And everybody was on the streets at the same time. This is what we need to do. That's what I think the way is. Massive non-compliance in every supermarket, every store, every little corner store, every shop, every school, everywhere that you look, every library, every council chambers, every police station, every job, everything that you consume, everything that you do, everywhere, in every town, in every suburb, in every street, in every house. Non-compliance. No, sorry, we're not doing that. No, we don't recommend, throw it out. You know what I mean? Every single house, hang up on them. No, 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 we're not complying. No thanks, no. They try to make you do it when you go into the train station. Everyone just barges through like they normally do. They try to make you sign in or use these digital tracking technology to go into the bars or go into sporting events. No, we all just walk in or you don't get our money. No. What are they going to do? How are they going to implement this digital ID carbon footprint tracking system onto us if we all together don't comply? And when you think about it, there's no violence needed. There's no protesting needed. Not a person has to be harmed in any way. All of us, every single business, everybody, all together, we just say no and we don't comply. What are they going to do? How can they implement the system and make it work? Because we're the ones spending. They're the ones who are feeding off our energy. They rely on us to feed on. They rely on us to do what we're told. They rely on us to run their world. But if we don't comply anymore, this is where the system will crumble and fall apart and disappear. I am telling you. This is why a part of me thinks that they're trying to get civil war. You know? But if you think about how easy non-compliance is, it's the greatest weapon that we have. Because you could have a shop that's trying to bully people into compliance with this kind of stuff. And one person goes in there and says, get stuffed, I'm not doing it. Okay, kick me out. Then another person does that, then you tell more, and then the rest of the community find out, and then we just boycott the store. Or we just go in there and do our business. Because at the end of the day, what are they going to do? They're just going to go broke, or they're going to take the money anyway. They won't have any choice. So if these big supermarkets start doing this, then we just do mass non-compliance and boycotting. It's just such a great way to do it. Completely ignore it. Completely ignore it. No thanks. Nah. Yeah, I know who you are. I know what you're doing. No thanks. I don't want in my fucking life. Get stuffed. Yeah, I looked at your little carbon footprint digital tracking ID system and I've decided against it. No thanks. Let me in. What's this? You want me to sign that? No thanks. Chuck it away. You know, it's like every single person has a choice to get rid of the mainstream media. Every single person in this country has a choice to get rid of the Australian mainstream media. How do you do it? You turn that TV off. You stop buying their newspapers. You completely ignore them and shut them out of our lives in the millions. So basically you have a country of people who are ignoring the media and everything that they're saying, and we start our own media and our own groups and our own way. You know what I mean? This kind of thing. Because the system itself, it just keeps winning because we just keep buying into it, for fuck's sake. It's like I keep saying about McDonald's. I can go up the road and drive past the big McDonald's there, and there are always people eating it in there. People, as I always say, if you look at consumers, people have no idea how powerful they are as a consumer. If you stop buying their products and buying into their system because they're not doing the right thing, eventually they will crumble, and out of the sheer necessity to survive, they will come around and ask you basically what you want. We'll do anything. You know what I mean? And this is the thing. So this is, again, with the carbon footprint tracker from the counter signal. Alibaba Group President J. Michael Evans. I mean, more wankers. And it's amazing how detached from reality these wankers are, because they live such an incredibly extravagant life of sex and booze and rich suits and luxury cars and luxury houses and villas and beach homes and holidays and everything, and servants and everything. So they live in this completely delusional and detached bubble. So they think that all this is funny. And it is funny to them because the stupid rats who live all around the earth keep buying into it. And we're not turning and focusing our anger, our rage, and our attention on them. You know, we're trying to police each other. Hook, line, and sinker, man. Anyway, this dickhead, he bragged that the multi-million-dollar company was creating a carbon footprint tracker to monitor people's consumption around the world, but as long as it's not his. See, it won't monitor his carbon footprint, you know, and his luxury cars and his luxury houses and him in any way. It's going to monitor what we consume. So now they're taking away the meat. And now they've got a controlled food shortage happening and everything like that. Till basically we're going to be, what did I say on the podcast a million times and last year? They're going to get us to the point where not only that we're eating insects, but they'll get us to the point if we do that where they'll make us eat our own shit. I'm telling you, and people will do it. They'll say that basically you have nothing, you will own nothing, you will have no money or resources, you will be completely a slave of the state, and in the morning your main meal for the day will be when you go to the toilet, you will shit in your hands and you will eat your own shit. And people will do it. I swear to God they'll do it. We're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. And this will be all done through the smartphones as well. So what does it mean? Oh, so confusing here. Oh, how fancy. Explain to us, Mr. Magic, what does it mean? That's where, are they traveling, for example? Or how are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So individual carbon footprint tracker, stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on. I can't wait, you fucking stupid, ridiculous, insignificant tosser. As long as you get to live in the lap of luxury, when are the people going to get the pitchforks and the lanterns out and start dragging these fucking idiots out onto the street by their heads? Once the billions of people stand up and do this, it's all over. But they won't. They won't. But the thing is how much are they going to take? How much is the average human being going to take? Is it going to get that bad where they're forced to eat their own poo? You know what I mean? When will they stand up and say no more in our billions? because it's over, folks, when that happens. Mass non-compliance in billions. No, we're not doing it in every single country on our earth, and we're coming after you. Developing an individual carbon footprint tracker to monitor what you buy, what you eat, where you go, how you travel, what you think, how you sleep. This is what this is the meeting that they're having over there, the wankers that I talked about. Alibaba Cloud launched the Energy Expert platform in February this year, allowing people to track their carbon footprint and receive credits worth money when making low carbon choices. Expect to earn 200 carbon credits when you lick your plate clean, and 554 credits if you take the subway, according to the measurement system devised by Guangzhou Chinese-based certification company Seprai, in partnership with Alibaba Cloud. So this is the global, you know, credit score thing. You're a good boy, ding on your phone type thing. So little good boy, moral citizen Anthony, he got up this morning. He had his cockroaches with cockroach milk. He ate a little bit of his poo. He had some centipede paste on his millipede ground up bread. And he was tracked and traced everywhere. And he got the subway train to his little green job in his little office. Anthony's got 554 credits to spend. They continue saying the trick is to develop models that can monitor and translate individual activities into carbon credits and use the models to promote low carbon lifestyles and communities. And what's going to happen, folks, when they get rid of our money? You know what I mean? And you're paid credits based on all of this. You have no choice to be a good moral citizen to get your credits. Otherwise, you won't be able to get anything and eat. You know, because the state has taken away cash and money, currency, and now they're giving you credits based on your scores and your carbon footprint scores. And if you're a good little citizen in the New World Order system, you know what I mean? And if you're not a good little citizen, well, you just won't have many credits in there at all, if any. And they'll actually take them out. But all these little greeny zealots with their frappuccinos on their little subways and chatting in their coffee shops and talking about how evil white people are in Australia and all of this, I'm sure they'll love this system. And they'll have so many credits, they can do lots of things. They won't own anything. You know, they won't own anything. They'll be in little stack and pack micro apartments with their little AI digital assistants and all their little technology, and they won't own a thing anymore, and they'll have no freedom, and they'll be basically transhuman. But I'm sure they'll love it, getting all their little casino chip type digital chips put through to them. And I guess if you look at the thing with the cryptocurrency, this is kind of looks to me like it's a training mechanism in a way, you know, training people to be involved in this kind of thing where you think you've got these coins, but it's all just bullshit. There's nothing there. It's made up, you know, there's nothing there. I don't know. I think people who are using cryptocurrencies and all of this, I think they're more likely to be more accepting of this kind of system, you know, because you're already used to it. Some people just can't do anything without cash in their hand. I have some friends like that. It's just they don't go out of the house unless they've got cash, you know, and they buy everything in cash. But people who have been so used to cryptocurrencies, this won't be a big change for them when this comes in. I mean, you might as well get paid Monopoly money, because that's what it's going to be, you know, that kind of thing, you know, or I don't know, kind of casino chips for being a good boy. Here's your casino chips. And you can imagine how far they can take this as well, you know. If you're a good little citizen and you're watching your carbon footprint while the elites live in mass luxury and consume everything that they want because you've been scammed, but you're living with your little carbon footprint and you're being a good little goody two-shoes citizen, imagine how much this would apply to, like how many extra bonus points you would get and things you could do and little holidays and things and free things and stuff added on and what they could actually, I mean, it would be really incredible. I mean, there's no limits. This is all coming from China, folks. All this footprint tracking out of China, especially China. It's all Chinese. This is all communism. Where people have personal carbon accounts to monitor power use and carbon emissions. A household account combines the total for everybody's living in the same house. Residents then have to share their energy consumption with an energy expert who provides customized suggestions on how they can reduce their energy use, while the elites live in absolute luxury. And Bill Gates has a house the size of a country. In late March, the municipality of Bologna. Italy announced it was rolling out a soft social credit score in the form of a smart citizen wallet that can receive digital points based on whether a citizen has demonstrated virtuous behavior, according to an article. So what was I just saying? A digital smart wallet paying out digital points based on your demonstration of good behavior. You know, so this would cause goody two shoes in society to act outlandishly for their big brother system, basically clean and polish their shoes in order to get extra points or soft social credit scores in this case. You know, you can imagine the kinds of people that will be created in these new kinds of Agenda 2030 cities and societies, you know, everything's smart rail and smart cities and everything's smart everywhere and no one has a car or a property or a place anymore. Everyone lives in stack and pack apartments and I guess the people who think like this will have a really great life. I don't know. What do you reckon? This virtual behavior. Of course, the top of the list for what's considered good behavior, I guess, is reducing your carbon impact. In an article on the WEF's agenda, which you can read, and there's a link there, the Counter Signal used a hypothetical carbon footprint tracker as an example of how digital IDs could be used to coerce citizens' behaviors and reduce their quality of life. It looks like that technology is hypothetical. It is not hypothetical anymore. It's here, and it's just as bad as we imagined. So this is unbelievable where digital IDs could be used to coerce citizens' behavior, to reduce their quality of life, to take away their physical possessions, you know, and implement them in this new Agenda 2030 transhuman kind of system where everything's tracked, traced, and controlled. They have no soul anymore in all of this, you know, where you're basically a robot in a new beast, new world order system, you know. And people will be thinking, how the hell did I get here? They're also meeting to plan central bank digital currencies. Stefan Gleason central bankers and bureaucrats are seizing on recent turmoil in cryptocurrency markets, to push aggressively for central bank digital currencies. They made their case to other global elites gathered in Davos on Monday for the World Economic Forum's annual wanker meeting. Kristalina Georgieva, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund. Bitcoin may be called a coin, but it's not money. It's not a stable store of value. A governor with the Central Bank of France agreed and added cryptocurrencies are not a reliable means of payment. Someone must be responsible for the value, and it must be accepted universally as a means of exchange. The solution, they say, is a CBDC's digital currencies issued by central banks, recognized officially by governments and circulated into the economy in partnership with large commercial banks, would supposedly represent safe, secure and stable digital money. Unfortunately, privately issued crypto tokens backed by nothing are indeed fraught with risks. Many cryptocurrencies, including even some branded as stable coins, have proven to be massive failures or outright scams. The Luna token, which was touted as being pegged to the US dollar via Terra USD, turned out to be pegged to zero or close to it. Luna recently crashed by 99% to wipe out $40 billion in digital fantasy wealth as the supply of tokens hyper-inflated. So the big risks there. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, just reading through that. Boy, it's unbelievable, isn't it? There's like hundreds. I'm just going through like dozens of articles. It just keeps going and going and going. Finishing up on the monkeypox and smallpox thing. We already know this, but I was going to go through it the other night, but it's worth just quickly covering. Most Joe Blows out there have no idea what's going on here. I've told a couple of people they're clueless, and they don't believe you. And I'm like, well, just look at this information. It's up, and they still don't believe you. Event 202, what are smallpox pandemic simulations foreshadowing? So from Event 201, this is from ZeroHedge.com, from Event 201 to the controversial decisions of the Obama and Trump administrations to remove a moratorium placed on funding gain-of-function research to the seemingly preemptive declaration of Anthony Fauci in 2017 that the U.S. would soon face a pandemic, it seems like the writing was on the wall all along for the outbreak of COVID-19. Although hindsight is 2020, it also imbues us with foresight in the atypical event that we actually learn from our mistakes as the United States announces its first confirmed domestic cases of monkeypox in 22, parallels between what led up to the COVID-19 pandemic appear to be eerily similar. That similarity is echoed in Europe, where the actions of public health bureaucracies appear every bit as analogous as to tie a bow around these developments. The emergence of an NGO-backed global narrative has been authored by a panel entrusted by the World Health Organization again that may serve as the script for whatever stage has been set. Just as Event 201 simulated the global response to a coronavirus pandemic just months before its actual onset, Germany has chosen to enact a similar exercise concerning an outbreak of smallpox hosting. And it's all documented here. Health ministers from other G7 nations. This decision follows the release of a report from the Independent Panel for Pandemic Preparedness and Response IPPPR, despite issuing a report to The Who last year titled Making COVID-19 the Last Pandemic, the IPPPR report on the threat of a global monkeypox outbreak projects that the virus could kill as many as 250 million people of the 3 billion infections it forecast over an 18-month period. Just in G7 health ministers to take part in a pandemic exercise in Germany, simulating a fast-spreading and dangerous outbreak of a smallpox virus originating from leopards. Hang on, where's the gay guys in the spas? I don't understand. These smallpox pandemic simulations are far from the first of their kind. In fact, the Center for Health and Security already held several of these exercises years before Event 201, like the forthcoming pandemic simulation in Germany, CHS Operation Dark Winter, simulated with ramifications of a smallpox vaccine all the way back in 2001. The case study conducted by Dark Winter, coupled with the threat of terrorism manufactured by the US under the Bush administration to pass the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, more commonly known as Directive 51. This directive outlined the continuity of government that would be enacted in the event of a catastrophe, an action which has been made possible due to an ongoing state of emergency, reauthorized every 90 days since September 14, 2001, in response to 9/11. Though overshadowed by the bellicose tone targeting terrorism as the country's greatest existential threat since nuclear war, Dark Winter highlighted the potential that epidemic disease outbreaks could have in providing an emergency situation that could drastically extend the powers of the federal government. The dynamic forged by the passage of Directive 51 was evident in the US pandemic response to COVID-19, which facilitated the unprecedented expansion of government power over even the most minute aspects of everyday lives of citizens. Boy, that's just a fraction of that. Got another one here, I think. And oh yeah. So, Reignite Democracy put this up. Monkeypox was a tabletop simulation only last year. And that was originally posted from Brownstone Institute. Elite media outlets around the world are on red alert over the world's first ever global outbreak of monkeypox in mid-May 2022, just 1 year after an international biosecurity conference in Munich held a simulation of a global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox beginning in mid-May 2022. Boy, monkeypox was first identified in 1958, but there's never been a global monkeypox outbreak outside of Africa until now. Of course not. Jesus crikeys. Well, it wasn't identified. It doesn't exist. But, you know, we haven't had any worries since 1958 anyway. But those gay guys having orgies in hot baths, what's wrong with you guys, man? Can't you put a bit of bleach in there or something? You know what I mean? I don't care if you're gay, and I don't care what you do with your private lives, but come on, gay orgies in hot baths? The first monkeypox was first identified in 1958, and then again in May 2022. And it's the gay guy's fault having, you know, gay sex in hot baths. In the exact week of the exact month predicted by the biosecurity folks in their pandemic simulation, take these guys to Vegas. Yeah, that's right, take them to Vegas, they'll win. Ed Yong, who penned dozens of hysterical articles on COVID for The Atlantic, including such gems as COVID-19 long haulers are fighting for their future, even healthcare workers with long COVID are being dismissed. How did this many deaths become normal? And the final pandemic betrayal is hot on the scene of the new monkeypox outbreak. So everybody's confirming monkeypox cases everywhere that you look. Epidemiologists are back. Remember I was talking about the epidemiologists? Well, they've got them back. They're on the scene. But there's no word from them as to whether they see anything strange about the first ever global monkeypox outbreak occurring in mid-May 2022, a year after they acted as advisors on an international biosecurity simulation of a global monkeypox outbreak occurring in mid-May 2022. Jennifer Nuzzo and Bill Hainich. And this is the scenario development papers. The WHO is on the scene. The US government is hot on the scene with an order of 13 million monkeypox vaccine doses from Bavarian Nordic. And the WHO are having another emergency meeting of wankers as UK cases double. The global monkeypox outbreak occurring on the exact timeline predicted by a biosecurity simulation of a global monkeypox outbreak a year prior bears a striking resemblance to the outbreak of COVID-19 just months after the Event 201, a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic almost exactly like COVID-19. They've even got Netflix shows on it, mate. Event 201 was hosted in October 2019, just 2 months before the coronavirus was first revealed in Wuhan by the Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum, Bloomberg and Johns Hopkins. As with the Event 201, the participants at the monkeypox simulation, oh my God, have thus just a room of guys just going, the monkeypox simulation. Oh, fuck, are these people on drugs? Have thus far been stone silent as to their having participated in a pandemic simulation, the facts of which happened to come true in real life just months later. One person who was present at both Event 201 and the monkeypox simulation is George Fu Gao, director of the Chinese Center for Disease Control. At Event 201, Gao specifically raised the point of countering misinformation during a hypothetical coronavirus pandemic. So this fuckwit, he wants to counter misinformation during a fake coronavirus pandemic simulation. You can see how delusional they are. They're psychopaths. They're psychopaths. Here's Gao at the Event 201 right next to our very own Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence, technically the highest level intelligence official in the United States. Just perfect together. Absolutely unbelievable. Evil people though, right? Really sick people. Making six-figure salaries, making massive, massive, massive amounts of money while people are taking shots in the arms and kids have got muzzles on their faces and people are eating their own shit. But planet Earth just keeps putting up with it. Billions, billions of people putting up with it. When will they not put up with it anymore? When do we say enough's enough and we tear this down and we burn it? When's that going to happen? When's it going to happen? Because looking at the elections in Melbourne, I can't believe my eyes. Everybody in Melbourne voted for Labor Party after what Labor government did to them and Daniel Andrews did to them. I've never seen state premiers with so much audacity and power. I'm watching this guy, Mark McGowan, in Western Australia, and the way he talks, he's like an emperor. I've never seen that in Australia with state premiers. These guys are like emperors of states now. It's just absolutely incredible to see the way that they're talking and what they're threatening. It's unbelievable. And you've got millions of people who live in that state who are just doing nothing when they could just go in and tear the building down and drag the cunt out by his head and throw him on the street. Citizens arrest. These people are attacking us. They're attacking our kids. They're threatening our lives. They're killing people. They're murdering people. They're destroying our businesses and our livelihoods. We have the right of self-defense, and now we're going in and we're taking them out, and we're finished with this. It's over now. We're installing a new system. But they don't do it, and they won't do it. Not yet, anyway. And maybe when things become so bad, it's going to be too late. I don't know. There's more of these articles, folks, but I'm way over tonight. I went 20 minutes over, and good to chat with you tonight. Shoot me an email if you have to. Keep active on the website. Join us over on Telegram for a chat, or in the Kras Files members chat room. You can log in as a guest user using whatever name you want, or log in with your social media there as well, and leave some links and chat away and look at the great information going up there that some of the members are putting up there. Very critical. And keep on board, and stay safe, stay sane, keep researching. As I said the other night, build your communities now. Don't worry about the stragglers and people behind you. Can't waste your time on them anymore. If people want to come on board, they'll find you. And start building your tribe now, and interacting with people. This is different now, you know. It's not like when you were in your 20s or younger and you're going out and you had all these insignificant people around you who were just there to drink. You need real people and real friends and real important people in your life now, even if it's just one here and there. Every single friendship like that you can connect with and build, it's really important. So if you're out and you meet someone and they're talking like we are now, it's absolutely fantastic. If you can get these kinds of discussions going and talk about what's going on as well, because too many people are just absolutely completely asleep. They're sleepwalking into tyranny. They're sleepwalking straight off the cliff in their pajamas. It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But you know, stay awake, stay aware, keep researching, and keep practicing non-compliance in your life. And any place that tries to bully you or make you do these things, let them have it. Make a big deal about it. Ask for the manager. Write letters. Ring up. Be a pain. Get other people you know to be a pain. Do not comply. Do not comply. Because when masses of people don't comply to this new beast system that's coming in, believe me, all these businesses and big businesses and supermarkets and malls and everywhere are going to be complaining their asses off because of lack of cooperation and money coming in and customers and foot traffic. And they're going to be wanting answers from the government, and we can create a massive nightmare here. It's just stupid to act like a zombie and just follow suit and walk off the cliff in your bloody pajamas. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Go and tell people to fucking wake up. You know? It's time to wake up. All this Davos shit is all about control and technology, and it's all fake. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. We already have all the technology that we already need. We don't need any more of this shit. You know? Long as I've got a basic computer set up and I can get online and do this, and that's really it. I mean, watch some things on the TV and some movies and things like that. I take notes. What else? I got a car, a few things. I do have an old mobile still. Why do we need all this stuff? But they're having meetings over there about all this, and it's just absolutely crazy. So these fucking psycho wankers can control every aspect of our lives. How ridiculous is it? It just makes you laugh. And if, as I said, if we comply and we keep following these orders, it's just crazy. Why would anyone do that? They're relying on us to do it. And if we don't do it, it's game over. But we keep doing it. Because we've got so many power-hungry, power-tripping little egomaniacs in society that just love this kind of system. I don't know what's wrong with them. They've got rocks in their brains. It's all fake. It's false. It's a fake, false system. It's not real. It's an illusion. It's completely fake. It's not who you are. It's not you. People need, you need to click your fingers in front of people's faces. Ring a bell in front of their face. Have a horn. Honk, honk, honk the horn. Wake the fuck up. You know? If someone won't wake up out of a bad dream, throw a bucket of cold water on them. Wake the hell up, people. We will chat again soon, folks. Take care.